You know what's wrong with my son?
Yes, basically due to a genetic defect, your son does not correctly metabolize glucose and galactose.
Galactose? The sugars in milk.
Pulling Nathan off dairy products certainly helped, but the fact remains too much sugar is being built up in the filters of his kidneys, leading to a host of problems, including, if we don't start proper treatment, kidney disease.
There's a proper treatment? You can fix it? This Fanconi Bickel?
Catherine's eyes were growing bright, nearly feverish.
There is no cure for Fanconi Bickel, Mrs. Gagnon,
Dr. Iorfino said patiently.
But now that we have a diagnosis, we can start an appropriate regimen that will mitigate many of the complications Nathan is experiencing, and with proper treatment and diet, your son can lead a fairly normal life.
Oh, my God, Catherine said. Oh, my God.
She put a hand over her mouth. She eyed the doctor wildly, then stared at Bobby, and then in a rush of emotions burst into tears.
He's going to be okay. Finally, finally, after all these years. Thank you,
she sobbed to Dr. Iorfino.
After all the tests, all the wondering and doubt, you have no idea how good it is to finally know what's going on.
Dr. Iorfino actually blushed.
Well, you don't have to thank me, per se. It's Dr. Rocco who put the pieces together. A fine bit of analysis, I must say. Fanconi Bickel is very rare, and hardly ever seen around these parts.
A genetic disorder,
Catherine murmured, belatedly wiping at her eyes.
Random bad luck. Who would have thought?
But Dr. Iorfino was frowning now.
Fanconi Bickel isn't exactly random, Mrs. Gagnon. It's an inherited defect, mostly seen in males.
Matter-of-factly, he stated,
it's what you find in families with a history of incest.
For a moment, Catherine didn't speak. She appeared too stunned to react to the news. In contrast, for Bobby, the pieces were finally coming together.
But Jimmy and I weren't related, Catherine protested. My family is from Massachusetts. His family is from Georgia. We knew our parents. There is no way...
It's not you,
Bobby said. She turned to him, still confused.
But who?
The Gagnons. The judge and his wife. It's why they left Georgia. It's why she doesn't exist. Because, of course, they had to give her a new name, and probably why there is no marriage license. They never would have passed the blood test.
He turned to Dr. Iorfino.
Can genetic defects skip a generation? Absolutely. And can two interrelated parties still have a healthy child? Or would the children have to have the defect?